Good morning. I have to convene the Board of Supervisors this morning and get flag salute from Supervisor Valenzuela.
Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain Bradley.
Join me as we pray together. Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here today. We thank you for caring and loving your love toward us. And I just want to pray for those that have been touched by the tornado and much of the devastation, the first responders who were there, the families who've lost everything, and some who've lost their loved ones. We just lift them up. May your peace come upon their lives. We thank you for the care that is given to all of those during this time. And as we enter into this holiday season, may that be primary in our own minds and in our lives as we care for others. We celebrate with family and friends, and yet there are many who are lonely. We just pray that we'd have influence and provide care for them. Thank you for our county supervisors and the workers of the county and all that they do. We're truly grateful. And we just ask you to bless their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Hey, Supervisor Chris.
President Bershaw.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Here.
Supervisor Howe.
Present.
Supervisor Ogren.
Present.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Here.
Thank you. Oh, and real quick, the board will be convening today as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and receives no additional compensation. You're welcome.
Yes, we have them right now on the table. Oh, you mean
not
somebody?
No.
Okay. All right. We go to presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented as so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments, and please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. I don't see any public comments in-house.
We have one online.
One online. Good morning.
Alice Rogers, it's your turn to speak.
Good morning.
Battery 50%.
Can you hear us?
I listened to your last meeting. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Go ahead.
All right, I'll try again. My name is Alice Rogers. I'm calling in from Mount Shasta. Truth and integrity are pretty basic expectations of our elected supervisors. As I listened to your last meeting, it became very clear those expectations are not being met. From the first time that Supervisor Kopseff complained about, quote, getting whacked, unquote, from his district to the last meeting, three of you voted for gerrymandered district maps, knowing that it was not in the interest of Siskiyou County residents, but rather in the interest of a co-worker instead, you failed your constituents. Siskiyou County paid to have experts in the field draw maps that would adhere to legal guidelines and would give us the best representation. You each ignored that advice to do what you felt was better for yourselves. It was easier to go along with the voices supporting Michael Kopseff, which do not apply to redistricting and are in fact illegal, rather than explain to them why those opinions were important but not relevant. Sometimes you have to do the hard thing to do the right thing. He talked about fires to give the impression that this vote was about something else, but nobody who was listening actually believes that. How many lines of supervisorial districts, cities, counties, and congressional districts do you think were crossed with the big fires of this past summer? Do you really think that was the problem? Do you think the districts that you have voted for will magically prevent fires from crossing those lines? And if a fire does cross a district line, will that render you powerless? Do you hear how silly that sounds? You make financial decisions for the county all the time. Maybe anyone who votes for this gerrymandered map should reimburse the taxpayers for the money paid to the experts who drew the maps, as this map is for you, not Siskiyou County residents. I recently heard someone repeatedly say, rules for thee, but not for me. That sure applies to the majority of you, and we see it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Seeing none online.
All right. None in the House, none online. Then we'll move to consent agenda. The wishes of the board. Move to approve. Second.
Just a sec.
Well, they have a motion and a second.
Right. Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzeff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Health.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Through the chair.
Yeah.
I just wanted to note for the record that there's a request for an emergency item during the closed session.
Okay. Ms. Davis.
I can read since I've got the document. Ms. Davis requested, and the basis for the urgency item is that after posting the agenda on Friday, December 10th, 2021, for the Board of Supervisors meeting December 14th, 2021, which is today, the administration received information regarding a matter relevant to the CAO's position that may need to be acted upon before the next scheduled board meeting. That's the basis of the request.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzeff.
Aye.
Excuse me. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Health.
Aye.
And that's to add it to closed session, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right.
Through the chair.
Yeah.
We have one comment on them.
Okay.
Andrew, it's your turn to speak.
Hello, you all hear me?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, sorry about that. I couldn't figure out how to raise my hand during the public comment. I apologize for that. I was kind of frantically searching around looking for that little button. So thank you for giving me a little bit of time to speak. My name is Andrew Kulkoffer. I'm a resident of Mount Shasta. I've met Supervisor Valenzuela one time downtown. We spoke a little bit about a new business I'm opening downtown called Deadwood Supply Company. I also own and operate a trail design and construction company based in Mount Shasta called Trail Labs. We work closely with the Mount Shasta Trail Association, the Forest Service, the City of Mount Shasta, planning and doing construction for various trail projects in the area. We also work throughout Northern California with a lot of nonprofits. I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm here at this meeting as my new company downtown, Deadwood Supply Company, is putting in a request to do lakeside rentals for kayaks and paddleboards at Lake Siskiyou. And I just wanted to be present to answer any questions or concerns you might have when that topic comes up and discuss anything else that might be related to the business and why we're, well, I'm kind of qualified to make this presentation and feel like it's appropriate for Lake Siskiyou. So thank you for your time and allowing me to introduce myself.
Thank you. Okay. At this time, I'm going to open a public hearing on redistricting.
To the chair.
Yeah.
I'll once again recuse myself on this item.
Okay. Madam, good morning.
Good morning, Lord Wyand County Clerk. So I am before you today for a continued public hearing to consider adoption of a resolution adopting supervisorial district boundaries.
I guess there is no more staff report. You've already done that multiple times. Any additional correspondence that we may consider?
Yes, we did receive an email from Gwen Kraft, and also the gentleman that spoke for the Karuk tribe, Scott Quinn, had also sent in an email. And those are the only two I had for this go-round.
Any other reports, arguments, or evidence by staff? County departments. Comments, arguments?
Do we want to comment on that?
Not yet. Opponents, arguments? No public comment?
One online at this time.
All right.
Robin Richards, it's your turn to speak.
Thank you. My name is Robin Richards, and I'm from Wairika, and I just wanted to state I agree with what Alice Rogers said about the redistricting process, and also that I disagree with option four, which is what you are proposing. I feel it's gerrymandered to include an existing supervisor, which is not legal, and that I believe option two would be the best option. Thank you.
And both comment in-house. See one more online.
Nick Jocelyn, it's your turn to speak.
Hello, Nick Jocelyn, Montchester, California. I agree with Brother Richards and Alice Rogers. He just pointed, after attending nearly all the redistricting meetings that were set up, I was pretty disturbed to see the activity that took place at the last meeting, and it seemed to me that the decision made was political. And I assume that right after this, you're going to approve this new map you guys made, which is kind of fitting because you gerrymandered Potts District to look like a little cowboy boot, which I suppose is somewhat fitting, as its representation seems to be more for ranching than anything else. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Any other additional comments online or in-house?
Seeing none online.
Okay. Rebuttal by proponents. Rebuttal by opponents. I'm going to close this hearing and then bring it back to the discussion of the board. Okay.
I'd just like to make one comment, if I could.
Go ahead.
I was on the Zoom attending the RCRC the meeting that they had here recently last week, and one of the things that came up, and this would be really towards you, Supervisor Chris, because you're young enough, you might be around for the next 10 years to see this happen again. One of the issues with redistricting for a rural county is they use census-designated locations, and it complicates trying to do what I think is the right thing, if you will. As you know, we all agree to take, we just leave it the same, and I think that's true for most rural counties. So we're not unique in what we were experiencing. So I would encourage you, Supervisor Chris, to talk to your younger peers about, particularly rural counties, trying to get the law changed, if you will, for some flexibility when it comes to rural counties, because we went through a lot of effort for really no gain at the end of the day. Thank you.
I would agree with that. And I guess my comment would be, too, that whatever process is thrown at us from a rural perspective gives no attention or pays no attention to logistics of just trying to get around in a district. And based on just census doesn't, in my mind, respect travel corridors and how we do business and how public interaction across some pretty significant topographical boundaries that we have, especially in my district anyway.
No, I agree. My master's thesis was on one man, one vote. I was arguing for rural representation.
No further discussion. I'm going to move to. Moving to approve map four again.
And adopt the resolution.
And adopt the resolution.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay.
Okay, Wendy.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
No.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. At 9:20, I have Health and Human Services.
Real quick, Mr.
Just a little early.
I just texted him.
You did text him?
All right. Are we on 7A?
Yeah, we're about 2 minutes early.
About 2 minutes early.
Okay, yeah, then
Real quick staff report here. Wednesday I'll be heading down to Napa for officer retreat where we set the priorities coming up for the Board of the State Association and the policy committee chairs, those kind of things. I want to assuredly report that one of the big issues, and it has been quite honestly for the State Association, is water. Within that, you know, I know I pushed about the illegal marijuana. That's not unique to Siskiyou County. All the big LA County, they're dealing with the same thing, illegal water diversions for illegal grows, and I'm hoping to see something move, some movement on that front, if you will. And broadband will also be a high topic because that's a universal theme. And I did meet with this new CEO of Siskiyou Telephone. One of the things I learned that I don't think that we emphasize enough, Happy Camp's all lit up. It's got fiber everywhere.
So
that was news to me.
So the Salmon River. Of all places.
Yeah, well, that's a benefit, right? I mean, you know, if it's utilized. The problem with being lit up is one thing. It's the cost to access that.
To hook it up. Yeah.
Anyways, that's enough of the report.
When you mentioned State Association, was that CSAC?
Yes.
Thank you.
Through the chair.
Yeah.
Chief Supervisor Valenzuela, one of the things to also promote after meeting with Mr. Elliott is that if he gave you that chart on the 11 counties that need broadband the most to divvy up that pot, which I'd be supportive of. I know RCRC is working on it, but too often the 11 counties that can't get that extra mile really have an opportunity right now.
Well, you were on the RCRC meeting, and that came up. If you looked at that map, what they're going to propose, we are going to get short on money to the tune of $100 million, actually, if it goes the complete other way.
Yeah.
The middle of the road, you know, we get some money, a little bit more. But again, at the end of the day, one of the things when I'm going to promote at CSAC, we're going to have a working broadband group. You got to give me the project. You can't just tell me you want broadband and you don't have a project in mind. So hopefully we can develop those things. I know RCRC is big on the whole, which we are part of now, the whole RCRC group, for help developing those kind of plans. So
those of you who don't know who we're talking about, Mr. Elliott is the new Chief Executive Officer for Siskiyou Telephone in Scott Valley, and he comes to us from, most recently from Seattle, but he designed the broadband networks in Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana. Prior to working in Seattle, so we have a great deal of expertise with this in rural America, which is the reason Siskiyou Tel hired. And we haven't met him. Go meet him. He's an interesting guy to talk to.
And a wealth of information on broadband. Holy cow. We needed him 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
It's after 9:20.
It's now 9:20, and I shall never be accused of slowing this meeting down today.
Yes, sir.
That wasn't me. All right, Ms. Davis.
All right. Good morning, Supervisors, Chairman of the Board. I'm Shelley Davis, Director of Public Health, and I'm here to fill you in on the latest COVID stats for the county. We'll start off with currently we have 61 active cases of COVID right now, which gives Siskiyou County a total of 4,992 since the beginning of the pandemic. Currently, we have 5 hospitalized, 1 in the ICU, and we reported another death again last night, so that brings us to a total of 75 deaths. Of those 5 that are hospitalized, we have 4 on a med-surg unit, 2 at Fairchild, 1 at Mercy, and 1 at Providence, Portland, Oregon, and we have 1 in the ICU at Fairchild. While it may appear that our numbers are decreasing, the rest of the state has seen a huge increase since the Thanksgiving holiday, an increase of 47%, and hospitalizations increased by 14%. Testing still remains low in positivity rate right now in Siskiyou County. However, as a county, we seem to lag behind the rest of the state, so we're keeping our fingers crossed that we don't go into another surge since the holiday and go into a new holiday. In regards to vaccination stats, we have 20,502 people that are fully vaccinated, which is 45.4% of all eligible residents. We have 3,027 that are partially vaccinated, which is 7% of the population. in all eligible population, including five-year-olds on up, are 48% vaccinated. We have 49,673 are the total vaccinations administered in the county. By region, North County is 40% vaccinated, South is 52% vaccinated, East is 42%, and West is 35%. The Omicron variant is still being closely monitored by whole genome sequencing, and we have yet to hear of any in our county at this point. However, again, we need to remember to protect ourselves from this variant and any more that comes by getting vaccinated, wearing masks, getting tested, and staying home if sick. So we got quite a lot of news at Public Health of what we've been doing lately. We opened up our satellite vaccination clinic, which is located at 1275 South Main. We started yesterday, and it was very well attended for our first day. And the times of operation of that satellite clinic are Monday through Friday, 10 to 2, and we will be providing vaccinations for COVID, other vaccinations, as well as testing for COVID at that location. It is highly suggested that appointments are made, but walk-ins are welcome, and we did see quite a few walk-ins yesterday. Still providing mobile services to Fort Jones, Mount Shasta, and Wee through our mobile vaccination clinic that we have also. Many of you know that we've received new guidance from CDPH yesterday in regards to wearing masks again. They are requiring that face coverings are worn in all indoor public settings, irrespective of vaccine status, for the next 4 weeks. Starts tomorrow and ends January 15th. The mega events has changed a little bit too. They're requiring vaccination proof for those that can't provide. They're requiring vaccination proof to attend, and those that can't will be required to test. And the travel guidance is they're recommending that anybody that travels outside of California test within 3 to 5 days upon arrival back into California. There were some questions in regards to influenza stats, and I looked into that, and as far as yesterday, we've had no positive influenza or flu in Siskiyou County, but we've had a lot of RSV, which is respiratory syncytial virus, and it's more like a common cold is what that is. There were a couple questions last week in regards to what non-hospitalized treatment options were for COVID, and the state has identified and put focus on pharmacies offering therapeutics such as molnupiravir. It's a new name, which is still pending EUA approval, so that's still out there. And the plan is that Rite Aids and CVS pharmacies will be carrying that therapeutic. And we have also contacted five local clinics that will also be having that once it's approved to be administered. The availability of vaccines for school-aged children, they are available for five-year-old and above, and currently now 16 to 17-year-olds can also receive the booster. We're still working on percentages We're working on the MOU process to be able to get into the schools to provide those vaccines. So we're getting close, but we're not quite there. I still see it after the first of the year, as I reported before. And I think that's it. I just want to commend our community for increasing the vaccination rates, helping us all get back to a so-called normal. And that's all I have to report. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. As you give the vaccination percentage rates, what percentage of what? I mean, how is this calculated? What's the data?
Eligible population.
And how do you determine that?
So the eligible population is right now anyone from 5 years old on up in Siskiyou County.
I guess what I'm asking is, so what data does the population come from? As far as, is it census data?
It is census data. Yeah, and that is coming from the state for us.
Okay.
So you know in the beginning how the eligible population is 65 and up?
Right.
Well, you know, we reported at that time we might have had 40%. But as it continued down to 45 and up, those numbers kept getting lower because our numbers are higher in population. So that's why we report out on eligible population. because they're not counting now anybody from birth to 5 years old.
I'm just trying to nail it down because, in Siskiyou County, we have a significant shrink and swell of the population throughout the year because of seasonal work and those kinds of things, and a lot of people in and out of the area. I'm just trying to nail down if those are actual residents year-long or if that's...
It's residents year-long, okay. Because anybody vaccinated outside of the county, those, again, those numbers would go back to their counties.
Okay, and then I assume, maybe incorrectly, the tribal health clinics vaccinations are also included in the data that you give us.
Yes.
Okay. So, where's it, Chris?
In regards to the therapeutics, are they currently being offered, the ones that are approved, are they being offered by all the clinics?
Not at this time. They're not. They haven't gone through that EUA approval system by the FDA.
Right.
They're in the process of it. So once it has been approved, then they will be offered.
Right. Do you know what the timeline is for that?
I believe by the first of the year.
Oh, really? That fast? Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
With regard to school-aged children at schools, do they require parent? Do we, as your department, when they go in, require parent consent before it can be administered, or
absolutely.
What I guess they'll call a minor consent issue.
No, there must be parental consent on anyone under 18 years old.
And do you receive that, or do you get that from the school directly?
It depends, because we haven't worked in the school yet, but for the most part, the school has collected those parental consents on their own through their nursing capacity that they have there. And then we go through them and make sure they have it when we're inputting them into our system prior to vaccinating.
Okay, thank you.
Well.
Sir, I'm looking at the web portal here, and it says our vaccination, we're under 50% of that total vaccination rate. I mean, I was led to believe previously we were at least over 50%. I guess I've tempered my expectations. I know when this first started, I was hoping we'd get to at least 75 plus. What are we going to do to try to change that? Because that's what they're promoting, is vaccinations and that.
Well, that's why we're hoping that the satellite clinic will help. People can just walk in, and we're still continually doing more and more vaccinations.
Yeah, I get that, but we're still under 50%. That's a huge percent of the population that are not, participating for all the reasons that are out there. So what is your expectation? Where do you think we can get to at some point? Because
I really don't have an expectation at this point, because I was like you. I thought that we would be up around 70%.
Well, particularly when I did when I volunteered at the vaccination clinics, there was a line out there. I mean, there was people.
And there still is lines when we have them at the community center, and there are lines out the door there. It's amazing that, we're getting them from different areas too, so those numbers aren't collected, right? If they're not from our county, so we're only collecting the numbers from our county in regards to the percentages rate. So we have to, we still have to offer the vaccines to other people,
sure.
But for the most part, those are the ones we're counting. Just more messaging. I really feel, like I said, the satellite clinic is easy for people to go to. It's not like they have to wait for a Tuesday or a Thursday, or maybe I could possibly get in at the Fairchild Medical Center. It's gonna be open on a continual basis from Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. So it gives a place for somebody to go if they're like, oh, I think I'll go get my vaccine today, or I'll go get my booster today.
Yeah, I think I mentioned once before, and I'd still be open to, after hours thing. I mean, there's plenty of people that are working for a living. And I, working for a living is just that. They can't afford to take time off to go get a vaccination thing, so.
Yeah, and I think that's why we decided to go through the lunch hour as well. I mean, if you have an appointment, it takes less than, 10 minutes to get a vaccine. So we figured if we could work through the lunch hour, we would catch a lot of the working people. And I do agree with that. We're working on the logistics of paying overtime to individuals that work that.
Thank you.
So it may take 10 minutes, but don't you still have a wait period afterward?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the logistics and trying to do that on lunch period. You've got a 15-minute commute back and forth. You've got to wait 20 minutes after. after hours.
Which is why I say they have, you know, make it a little bit more convenient. Because,
yeah, we continue to work on that, absolutely, to see if we can get a group that will work after hours.
Well, you know, I mean, again, a one-off, you know, part of the issue is, you know, there's plenty of people that got vaccinated. They're not feeling exactly 100%, so I can only imagine feeling 100% at lunchtime trying to go back to work.
True, right after being vaccinated. Yeah. That is true.
Do a Friday night special or something like that.
Well, Supervisor, I also know a considerable number of people only get half an hour for lunch. And a lot of them aren't even allowed to leave the establishment during the lunch period. So.
Yeah, it's not a one-size thing. You know, we got to be as flexible as possible.
Yeah, I'll take that message back to the team, and we'll see what we can do about that.
Okay. Anyone else?
How does one get an appointment at that?
So you can go on the Siskiyou County Public Health webpage, and it talks about vaccination clinics, and it takes you to a link to My Turn. And when you go into My Turn, you pick which vaccination clinic you want to go to. So we still offer them, like I said, in Fort Jones at the community center, the city hall there. We offer them in Weed at COS, and we offer them also in Mount Shasta as well. So you pick which one you want. And now the one for Wairika will be the satellite clinic.
So I also know that we don't want to depend on the county for your vaccination. I'm just saying that, you know, there are other options. You can go online and make an appointment at Rite Aid in Wairika, or you can do that in Mount Shasta.
Your pharmacies, so, they all have it. All your clinics,
you know,
your
lots
doctor's
of ways.
Offices.
There's lots of ways to work around it. It's good.
Yeah.
Just 250%.
Well.
Do you have suggestions?
I did, after hours, you know, go to a business, go to Walmart and set up in front. I mean, I think, you know, anything is possible, I think.
Yeah.
What I do know is what we've done, I think we've captured the vast majority of those people for the standard health, you know, back, like when we did Mount Shasta type thing. I think we've run the gamut there. So I think we need and again, I still have a hope of 75%, quite honestly.
Well, I'm definitely going to take that suggestion to heart because I really feel like, you know, there are other options out there. I read a whole article yesterday that talked about offering them in churches, offering them in restaurants and bars, which was interesting to me. But there are other areas, right?
The 1 a.m. time would probably be really
that would be the best.
You're
really
looking at it. Walking out the door.
That's all.
We'd be surprised if it might work here.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why would we compete with pharmacies? And most of them are open after hours anyway. So why would we move into an overtime where money could be expended elsewhere? So why compete with that?
I'm not sure that everybody is going to the pharmacies. Their numbers are really low.
But if it's available,
they could.
It's the same.
Yeah. I think public health has the reputation of doing vaccinations, and that's a lot of people go to public health strictly for vaccinations.
And I guess I don't look at it much different than if you went for a flu shot, you'd go to the pharmacy. I mean, it's easy. So I just use your resources wisely, but don't compete against an element that's already there.
Yeah, and it might be that, like Supervisor Brown-Loyal said, a Friday night bash instead of every night after 5, you know, offering something, you know, maybe some incentive.
One more.
Oh, I'm just wondering if the public is aware of the fact, or is the public aware of a cost through a retail outlet versus the county? Is it free everywhere?
So I do know that it is free through the county. There are some that are charging an administration fee. So if you come in with insurance or Medi-Cal, they can charge an administration fee. For the county, we don't charge that because we don't charge people for vaccines in that capacity. Not all vaccines. There are other vaccines that we do charge for. But in regards to COVID, the actual vaccine is free, no matter where you go.
I think that's valuable information for people to know.
Are we done?
I think so.
I'm still trying to get the image of being vaccinated at the bar.
Are you? My mind went wild with that.
Yeah. My arm hurt today.
Why did my arm hurt? What's that band-aid?
Thank you.
Thanks.
So the next, who's the leader of this? Me?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hammer.
Yes.
Upon the occasion of his retirement, the board is going to recognize you today.
Oh, stop. You got this. You got this. He's
around. He's around. He's around. I'm not going to make him up here and talk.
Sorry, it feels a little more real than
I thought. Yeah. Then you thought it would. Yeah.
Sorry.
So can we read the resolution? You can compose yourself.
All right. I'll try. All
right.
Make it worse. I know. Okay. Resolution of the Board of Supervisors of the County of Siskiyou recognizing Mr. Wayne Hammer upon the occasion of his retirement. I can't look at you.
Most people can. So. Thank God my wife will. So.
Whereas Mr. Hammer started with the County of Siskiyou in April of 1995 as Treasury Supervisor and was promoted to Assistant Treasurer Tax Collector in May 1997. And whereas Mr. Hammer was appointed by the Board of Supervisors as Treasurer Tax Collector in July of 2005 and was elected as Treasurer Tax Collector in June of 2006 and thereafter re-elected in 2010, 2014, and 2018. And whereas during his time as Treasurer Tax Collector, Mr. Hammer has served in his role dutifully and has continually fulfilled the duties of his role with the utmost integrity and dedication. And whereas during his free time, Mr. Hammer enjoys hiking and camping with his wife and dogs, working on classic cars, including a 1967 Chevrolet Camaro, 1972 Chevrolet Blazer, and spending time with his grandchildren. And whereas Mr. Hammer is a fanatical Minnesota Vikings fan and badgered by his co-workers for being so, having only missed seeing one game in the last 29 years that he has lived in California, and whereas he is known by his staff as Mr. Wayne and as the best boss ever. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors recognizes Mr. Wayne Hammer upon the occasion of his retirement, and we express our sincerest congratulations and gratitude to Mr. Hammer for all of his hard work and decades of public service. Passed and adopted by the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors at a regular meeting of said board held on the 14th day of December 2021 by unanimous vote.
Thank you. I don't know if I can talk. It's too
much dry.
First, I'd like to thank the board. I've always felt like you've always supported our office, and I really appreciate that. I mean, we do try real hard, and they're a very frugal office, but I always appreciate the board's support, so I thank you for that. Also, the administrator, I've always felt that we've always been well-supported, and I want to thank you for that. And most importantly, my staff. I've worked with a lot of really good people, and that. I'm not a really big self-promoter, but I always felt as good at one thing, and that's judging character. And these people are really good character, and I feel very fortunate to have worked with them and all the other people. Sharon Gavin Stone, please stand down. She was my assistant for 13 years, and she actually trained me. When I came in, I was very strong on the treasury side, but knew nothing about tax. And when I became the assistant, Sharon actually trained me, and hopefully she did a good job. I've been here. And she did a great job as an assistant, too, and I want to thank Sharon for something. Jennifer. She's worked with me for the last 17 years, and she will do a great job for this county. She's a wonderful person and very talented. I guess also thank all you guys on this, everyone. Everyone. And last but not least, I'd like to thank my wife if she would stand up. She'll stand up and won't see him anyway.
I'm not going to cry. I'm happy to have him home.
She's pretty
But I've lived here once 29 years, so hopefully it'll be a lot longer than that. But anyway, I just want to say thank you. I've truly enjoyed it. I really like this job, so it's hard to leave. It feels all too real. But, thank you, everybody. I appreciate it, serving Assistant Guy. When I feel stupid, I'm sorry. I'm not overly emotional about this one. This one's hit me.
We learned something new today. What's this Minnesota Vikings deal?
I even stupidly have a tattoo on here. Yeah, I've got a game room that's fanatically stupid and purple. And I'm from Minnesota, so I've been following since I was about 5 years old. So sorry to start with them, and I'll end with them. They'll win the Super Bowl the year after I die. So at least I know when it'll happen. Anyway, thank you, folks.
Thank you, Wayne, for your service to the county. I know your office is one that, it's not the fully expanded office as others may be, but you've been able to work through some difficult times that I've been on the board through a lot of the crunches. You've always found a place to either deliver a little extra back to the general fund or even, you know, the tax sales that you've taken on and how you've promoted that. So all the best to you in retirement, and thank you for your service to the county.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You have professionalism, Mr. Hammer. I mean, that's something you brought to the office, and something that the tax collector, I mean, that's a typical job in the public, and the professionalism that you showed. I've told this story a few times, but there was a widow in Butte Valley that was in hard times. Her husband had just passed away, and you walked her through the whole path to where she was able to understand what needed to be done and had it taken care of. She greatly appreciated you. So your professionalism there is exceptional.
You know, we realize we work with people's money and they deserve respect, and we do treat people with respect in our office, and we have good taxpayers in this county. We really do.
Sure. As long as I've been a supervisor and you've been the tax collector, it's going to be odd to see things change a little bit. I will say that, you know, I spent 32 years with AT&T Mobile back in the day, and I didn't shed any tears when I walked out the door. I think it's a testament to Wayne how committed he was to the county. The best boss ever doesn't come from forcing them to sign something. It's, you know, all the years that I've dealt with him, his employees were always appreciative of his leadership, if you will. I will say that, you know, I got very few calls regarding tax collecting and those kind of things. And if I did, it was like Supervisor Chris, which you alluded to, someone's house is being foreclosed, that kind of thing. And you've always stepped up to the plate and explained the process and worked with those people. It's really a testament to your leadership and your style. And I appreciate all that you've done for this county. Best of luck. You will be the tech that will, the day after, you're going to think, oh, you know, all the things you did. I didn't have that feeling, but that's a blessing in disguise, how passionate you are about your job. Thank you.
Thank you for your commitment to this county and the residents here. We can't thank you enough. And good luck, and enjoy your retirement, and don't get in your wife's way.
she'll make sure that didn't happen.
As much as she wants you home, she's been without you for a long time.
9 years. She's been retired. So.
It'll take a little adjustment. Congratulations.
Well, I wanted to start off with, you know, biblically speaking, tax collectors have a really rotten reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you, that does not follow you.
Yeah.
I've never heard anything, coarse word against you. Yeah, there's grousing about taxes. But people that interact with you in the public or talk to me are really thankful for what you do. And you're an honorable man and an honest man.
Thank you.
And a fair man. Yeah, I think that's something that you can glow about.
Mm-hmm.
As far as retirement is, I did shed a tear, but not for the agency I worked for. It was the people I left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think going forward, even 12 years later, since my retirement. What you did will fade, but your friendships don't. You know, they're still there. And I think that's something to look forward to. And I will say that it will be an adjustment for your life. I hear those kind of things all the time.
We're already learning how to load up the dishwasher. No.
Yeah, it's known, I guess. Chief complaint, and why are you in the kitchen?
No, I've spent almost half my life here going to the same office, so it'll be hard.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
I haven't been on the board here as long as some others, but you've been a tax collector the whole time, and I appreciate the work you've done and the search to the county. You know, things change over time, but your legacy will live on in this county, how you did your work and how you treated your employees.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And again, sorry for blubbering here. I didn't think I'd do this. Anyway, thank you, folks. I appreciate all of you, too.
And I learned one thing, too. I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan as well.
Okay.
Two now.
Well,
that's two. You have two.
They called me DirecTV customer number 5 because I got the dish in 94-95 and hers came out so I could get the Sunday tickets.
So I'm not that old black and blue division, you know?
Yeah, they're torturing, but you know, it's like a cardiac thing every weekend. So. Anyway, thank you, folks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Make a motion to recognize Mr. Hammer on his retirement.
Second.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopstad?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Absolutely.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor's going to take 5.